Hello.
Hello. Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I'm looking to speak to Jeffrey Gagnon.
Speaking.
Jeffrey, just so you know, I'm not selling you anything and I'm not asking for any donations. We just want to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Do you have a couple minutes to spare?
Yeah, I can right now.
Thank you, sir. How many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, 41 plus?
26 to 40.
Okay, thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Are you tile setter, refractory bricklayer?
Building restoration.
Building restoration. Okay, thank you. And now, on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey-level mechanic,
yes,
apprentice?
Foreman.
Foreman. Okay, thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work, on the last past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Zero.
Zero. Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past 12 months?
No.
No. Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about what you've seen in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer, about the same as there were this time last year?
I'd have to guess about the same.
About the same. What about union construction projects?
That's I'm probably about the same with that too. I really don't know for sure.
Okay. And yes or no, do you get that sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Well, I'm sorry, you're going to have to repeat that one.
Okay. Do you get that sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the
yes.
union projects in your community? Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
yes. Okay, thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
A steward? No. Not on my jobs, no.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No, I haven't.
No. Okay. Now, thinking about the job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately, through your state or local government, or you don't know?
Well, no. It's all, you know, private, I guess.
Private, okay. Now, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I think, yeah, I'd say I'm guessing the same, but I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Whew. Well, it's just with our contract, it's going to stay about the same, but it should be getting better, I hope.
Okay. Thank you. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust and air quality, COVID-19, fault risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or you never had any real safety concerns?
Well, it's always falling with my job.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Not a meeting, no.
No, okay. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Political canvassing, yes or no?
No, I haven't.
Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
I haven't seen one. No, never.
Okay, now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, radio, cable news, print or online newspaper, local TV news programming. Which one do you use the most?
Local TV news programming.
Okay. Which one do you use second? Cable news, friends and neighbors, the internet.
Cable news.
Cable news. Okay, which one do you use third? Friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, radio, print or online newspaper?
Probably radio. I don't believe much off social media. Sorry.
That's okay, no problem. That's good. Thank you so much. What about friends and neighbors?
Yeah, I mean, you know, some of the people I work with, yeah.
Okay. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, education, support for labor unions, foreign policy, jobs and the economy, immigration, healthcare, or something else?
Oh, geez. I would probably say, probably jobs and the economy.
Thank you. As you may know, BAC or BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I haven't.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment on prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all?
That very important. Elected officials,
very important. Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly support the prevailing wage?
Oh, Democratic Party.
Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute?
Oh, UAW all the way.
Okay, thank you. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden has done his job as president. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
I guess I approve. I'm not real happy with him either.
Okay. What about support for labor unions? Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve. I guess he says it, but yeah, I guess okay. I approve.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about immigration, that topic?
Don't know enough about it, so I'm going to say somewhat.
Okay. What about foreign policies?
Somewhat.
What about health care?
Not enough.
Okay. What about the economy?
Well, he don't control that, see? So, I don't know, somewhat, I guess.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
I will vote if I'm alive.
Okay. God willing. Yes. And if the elections for and if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Oh, Biden. I hopefully Trump will be in jail where he belongs.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
Thank you. Turning back to VAC, back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Probably fair to good.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair to good.
Okay. And in your own words, in a small statement, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
All I could say is I think they could worry more about the workers instead of themselves and go from there.
Okay. And any specific areas that you want to mention?
Well, I don't know. I think, the medical is terrible. I mean, the rates we pay for medical, what we pay and what we get is crazy. That's one big problem they have. And I don't think they looked out for the workers. There are our union starting to now, but they haven't looked out for the worker for 25 years. We didn't get nothing on contracts for 25 years. So that's like taking a 60% pay cut in 25 years. That's the way I look at it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, in your own words, in a small statement?
Well, I think you're going to have to wait to see how the UAW works out. And once their contract gets stale, we might have to change ours. You know, because the UAW has a lot to do with everything.
I kind of lost you for a minute. Can you please repeat that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to wait and kind of see what happens with the UAW. And once that works out, then we'll see. they're gonna kind of play that one by ear.
Now, any suggestions specifically that you may have?
I can't think of anything offhand. Nothing otherwise than I've already told you.
And if you had to choose something randomly right now, like off the head right now?
Well, I think they should do better with the medical. We used to have good medical and they took that away from us. And we pay enough money where we should have good medical.
Okay, so better benefits. You want me to write that?
Okay.
Okay. Better benefits. Okay, thank you so much. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, text messages, job site, mail, union meeting?
Text messages or mail. Because
okay.
I'm not going to, I don't get into my email.
Okay.
I work for a living. I don't have time to look at my phone and computer all day.
That makes two of us. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the back? Four or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
I don't know. I guess in mail, I probably get it a few times a year.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, we almost done now. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or Republican Party?
A lot of my beliefs are Republican, but I don't like what the Republicans do, so I'll say Democrat.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian?
Caucasian.
Okay. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name only?
Jeffrey.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I really appreciate your time and your opinions. You have a blessed one.
Yep, you too.
Thank you, sir.